It's my first corporate job after college. I'm super excited and nervous. The diversity is lacking with the company and on the team. Overall, people are pretty nice, kind of. One lady on the team, Jenny, the name has been changed to protect the guilty. Jenny's personality was lively, outspoken, and somewhat loud for this corporate setting. Anyway, we become friends and she's quite comfortable with me. One time at lunch, she uses a racial slur. She looked surprised as she realized it came out of her mouth. In her apology, she promises never to use the word again. I agree, it was inappropriate, hurtful, and yes, you shouldn't say that. A couple of weeks later, during our walk break, she says it again. This time, profusely begging my forgiveness. Agitated, I agree. I was upset, but considered a number of reasons why she behaved like this. I prayed for her and me. Jump ahead 30 years. Jenny emails me, saying it was hard to find me. She moved out west and it's been ages since we last saw one another. I'm stunned by the email. She wrote, well, I'm paraphrasing because it was a long email. Sheila, I'm laying on my back in an upper body cast. I live on a ranch and I fell off my horse, breaking my collarbone and several ribs. During the Thanksgiving holiday, my son spoon-fed and read to me. One night, I was unable to fall asleep, so I started to pray. I thought about my relationship with God and when I first deepened my relationship with Him. Instantly, your face popped into my mind. I remember the time we worked together. You may recall my inappropriate language and your graciousness. Afterward, you invited me to your church. I heard you sing. And you showed me a few of your favorite scriptures. Side note, I vaguely remember most of Jenny's details. I'm compelled to let you know your act of grace, love, and forgiveness was and has been the most impactful demonstration of God's love in my life. Your response was truly from the Lord. After leaving the team, I got married, and my now adult son is also a believer. I cannot tell you why it was so important to find you and share this with you. I just believe the Holy Spirit led me. Thank you for not judging and loving me as a Christ-like example. Jenny had no idea her timing was completely God's. I was in a fog spiritually, questioning how and what God was doing in my life, thinking in terms of program numbers and outcomes. Jenny's research unearthed an experience that revealed a 30-year seed, yielding His glory indeed. Father, I thank you for Jesus and Jenny and the wonderful way this testimony brings you glory. My faith is increased by your word. In John 14:13, you say, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Thank you for answering prayer, those we see and the ones we don't. Remind us to plant seed, water, and trust you, God, to give the increase in due season. It is in the name of Jesus that I do pray and give thanks. Amen.
Sheila Agnew is a believer, business owner, author, and more. Modeling love for God and others, Sheila's compilation of testimonies and encounters are included in the series 50 Years, A Jubilant Life. Connect with her in person or on social media platforms.